Phoenix FM.
Right. Well, now it's time to welcome my guest, Pam Witherington, who's the fundraising and marketing director for the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Trust. So, hi, Pam. Welcome to Phoenix FM.
Hello there. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, believe me. Now, the fact is that just like the RNLI, I think we take it for granted that if we're involved in an accident, the air ambulance is going to be there for us. But truth to tell, they wouldn't be there, but for a lot of effort on the part of volunteers and our financial support. So first off, tell me how you became involved.
Well, I've been involved with the charity for many years and have a background in marketing, promotions and event management, all useful for the job that I do now, obviously, which is fundraising and marketing director, as you've already said. I very much have to look at working on the many different new initiatives and projects that we bring in to generate the funds that we need to keep both air ambulances flying. And of course, we're always looking to raise the profile and the awareness of both the services that we operate in Essex and Hertfordshire.
So when and how did the Essex Air Ambulance Service come into being?
Well, that goes back to the mid-1990s when we had a bunch of very dedicated volunteers who really recognised that we needed our own air ambulance in the county of Essex, and they set about trying to raise the money to actually fund an air ambulance in the county. So back in 1997 the charity was established and we began the fundraising, and then we were lucky enough to actually launch the air ambulance in 2008 from Newhall School in Chelmsford. So very obviously exciting moment.
Sure.
And since then, back in April 07, we actually went from being the Essex Air Ambulance to the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Trust.
Right.
Because we needed to launch an aircraft in Hertfordshire, which we did 5 years ago, and that's actually based out of North Weald Airfield, just obviously on the edge of Essex.
Mm.
And this has been a real benefit for the people of Essex as well, because it now means that as a trust we actually have two life-saving helicopters that we operate, so people that live in Essex have the opportunity to benefit from both those aircraft.
Now, as we said at the outset, this is I think a lot of people didn't realise that, like the RNLI, that you don't receive any government funds. Is that right? Nothing from the government at all?
Well, absolutely. Yes, people just simply don't realise that we are a charity. Often people think that we're linked, obviously, to the NHS, but we're not. We are completely a charity that is funded by the people and the businesses of the counties that we serve. We're a small but very dedicated team who work with the trustees to ensure that the funds that are raised are used, obviously, in the best possible way.
So how much does it all cost?
Well, a lot of money.
Helicopters ain't cheap.
Exactly. Yeah. So to keep both our aircraft flying, we need in the region of $440,000 every single month.
God.
So that's obviously 5.3 million every year. So that's my job, my responsibility, to bring in 5.3 million every year to make sure that we can keep both those aircraft flying.
And you haven't gone grey.
Well, I have my hair coloured every couple of weeks, John, so I'm very grey, actually.
Right, okay. So anyway, so how do you go about it?
Well,
raising all this money?
Well, obviously, there's lots of initiatives that we do. One of the biggest things is we encourage people to join our Flight for Life lottery, which is incredibly easy to do, and it's just £1 per chance. So, you know, for a low amount of money, you can really support the charity on a regular basis.
What's that, every week?
Every week, yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We run our own Flight for Life lottery. We now have about 96,000 chances every week in that lottery.
The chances that you might get picked up if it's over. you win a place in the helicopter.
In the helicopter, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the people that play our lottery quite often play because they are obviously very keen to support the charity.
So, yeah, of course.
But it's a great way of having some fun and maybe winning some money back and knowing that every week you're doing something really worthwhile. Fundraising, obviously, we encourage people to do as much fundraising as possible. And, you know, fundraising is fun and you can really sort of get together with friends, family, people at work and do lots of different things throughout the year.
Yeah.
We run a lot of our own events. One which we do here in Brentwood, obviously our Strictly Air Ambulance happens
right.
every year.
When do you do that?
That's in March.
All right.
So, we'll be organising that very shortly for 2014, so very exciting. And we have lots of events that go on around the county, obviously. This weekend, for instance, is a big weekend for us. On Sunday, we've got the Foulness Bike Ride that we're involved in.
Yes.
Desperate for volunteers, actually, down there. So if anybody fancies
right.
volunteering, please get in touch.
And how do they get in touch?
They can get in touch. Probably the easiest thing now, because we're so close to the weekend, is to give us a call on 0845 2417.
Hang on, 0845
2417
2417
690 absolutely. And also on Sunday we're running probably our biggest event of the year, which is our motorcycle run, when we have about 4,000 motorbikes taking part, and they ride from Dunton up to Harwich, and we have a massive family festival at Harwich. So again, if anybody fancies either getting involved with the run and actually coming up on the motorbike
right.
or joining in the festival.
And that's both events this weekend.
Both events this Sunday, yes.
Oh, right.
Busy weekend.
It can be very busy. So tell us a little bit now about the service itself, and you know, how you liaise with other emergency services, etc.
Okay. Well, obviously, there's been sort of lots of milestones, but on the 1st of June 2010, we launched our new helicopter. We now fly MD-902 Explorers, so both Essex and Hearts have the same aircraft. Flown, I have to say, by incredibly skilled pilots.
They've got to be.
Yeah, often ex-RAF, and they land our helicopters in some of the most amazing places.
Yeah.
And I really can't, you know, thank them enough for the work that they do for us. And I have to say, we also are very lucky to have the only female air ambulance pilot in the whole of the UK flying for us.
Wow.
So there are times when we put out an all-female crew, female doctor, female paramedic, and sometimes a female pilot. So that's quite unique.
How many people do you usually have on each helicopter?
In terms of the crew?
Yes, well, the crew and presumably, you know, doctors or...
Yeah, we fly with a crew of three, which is
yes.
one, obviously, one pilot, one doctor and one paramedic.
Right.
So that is the set number. Sometimes, if we're training some of our doctors or paramedics, then we'll have an additional person on board who'll be
right.
overseeing the training. But generally, it's a crew of three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... obviously, because we now fly with doctors on board, originally when we launched the service, we were a double paramedic service, which a lot of air ambulances around the UK still are.
Yeah.
But we really wanted to bring the best possible clinical care to our patients. So we decided 5 years ago to actually put doctors on board our aircraft.
Mm.
And with that in mind, we now take people to the most appropriate hospital. So it's not all about just, you know, getting there very quickly,
yes.
getting the patient on the aircraft and whizzing off to the nearest hospital. It's very much about taking the hospital to the roadside, which is where our doctors and our paramedics work on the patient. And when they're happy, they will then airlift them to the most appropriate hospital, which could be one of a number of hospitals. Obviously, it could be Addenbrookes, it could be the Royal London,
yeah.
it could be Broomfield for burns. So, you know, the doctor will make that very important decision.
But also, it must be difficult because some of the hospitals, you probably couldn't handle the helicopter on, could you?
Well, no, obviously, we have secondary landing sites
uh-huh.
for most hospitals that we use. Clearly, it's far better if we can go to a hospital that has a helipad.
Yes.
Broomfield has a helipad. Addenbrookes
yeah.
have one that's almost attached to the hospital, but not quite.
Right.
And Royal London, obviously, we can fly straight into the roof from the Royal London. So for trauma, high trauma, we quite often will go into the Royal London because we know that a team will be waiting on that roof, ready to receive the patient, and their care continues straight away.
Yeah. And I think you've also got ambulances as well, haven't you? Because there must be a situation where in bad weather or in fog or something, you can't fly.
Yes, we have each base at Northwild and at Earl's Cone. We also have a land vehicle for use when the aircraft is grounded, as you say, to whether it's bad weather. Sometimes we have unplanned maintenance, etc.
Yes.
But these vehicles are equipped exactly the same as the aircraft, and the crew will go out out on the car if we're unable to fly for whatever reason. You know, our aim is to take our service wherever we can.
Presumably, they've got to be able to go over fairly rough terrain at times because the roads could be blocked.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, they will stick to the roads, but
yes,
there are
can.
Times that they will have to sort of maybe venture off-road slightly. So one of the vehicles is a 4x4, so it makes it a little bit easier for the crew. But they are very important vehicles because there are times when we can't fly.
How many missions do you do a year, roughly?
Oh, a year? Well, we're deployed sort of on average 1 to 2 times every day, and that's both.
Really?
That's each service, yes. So, you know, that's a lot of missions every year that
we're... It's a heck of a lot.
Yeah, that we're out to. There are some days when we don't obviously get many calls, and then there's other days when it could actually be more than... one or two. And the guys are obviously, you know, extremely busy when that's the case, because each job, you know, you can be out for, you know, a good hour or two, sometimes even longer, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Do you carry supplies of blood or plasma?
We don't carry blood. Some air ambulances are now carrying blood. Kent, Surrey and Sussex, for instance, are one of the air ambulances that carry blood, and London's air ambulance carry blood. But we haven't got to that point yet.
Well, it'd be difficult because presumably you'd have to carry all different types of blood, and then you'd got to know what blood group.
I mean, it is very complex, obviously, which is one of the reasons why we haven't introduced that yet. We are looking at it, and it may be something that we decide to do in the future.
Have you actually got any plans for the future coming up?
Yes, there's lots of plans. One of the biggest plans, and one I think we're all most excited about, is our enhanced service via our cars.
Yes.
Which will be on a Friday and Saturday night out of North Weald. And this will mean that our crew will work through till the early hours of the morning. So currently, obviously, we finish flying daylight
oh, right.
hours. So as soon as it gets dusk, we obviously, you know, the helicopter goes to bed. But what we're trialling as from January next year will be for the service to continue on a Friday and Saturday night into the early hours of the morning. So
right.
it means we can get our doctor and our paramedics out to the people that need us.
Would you ever do anything offshore, or would that be the RNLI if it's something like?
No, I mean, obviously,
or Coast Guards or something.
No, we only
stick to the land.
We stick to the land. Right. I think the furthest we go would be Mersey Island.
Oh right. Okay. Right. Or Canvey.
Yeah, obviously no. Yeah. So we'll obviously serve those more remote parts of the county.
Well, look, thanks very much for taking all this time out to visit us today. But before you go, perhaps you can tell us exactly how people can get involved and help keep the Essex Air Ambulance saving lives.
Absolutely. Well, as I've said already, our lottery is a fantastic way to get involved.
Yep.
Fundraise for us. Come and join us at one of our events, which are great fun. One of the biggest ways as well, and I have to give these people a special mention, are our army of volunteers. We have nearly 200 volunteers now across Essex and Hertfordshire, and these people are so dedicated and so important. We really could not raise the money we raise without their help, because they do all sorts of things for us. And if you are sitting at home now and you think, you know what, I'd love to offer up an hour or two and help support your local air ambulance, then please do give us a call, because we'd love to hear from you.
And what would that entail? I mean, would they have to go some distance to
the... No, we try and tailor sort of the volunteer roles to people's own sort of lifestyles, really.
Yes.
So some people like to come and work in the offices. Some people are happy to go out on events. Some people like just to collect tins in their local area.
Yes.
So we can... There's a job for everybody, really.
Right.
And, you know, all help is gratefully received.
Right. And they should get in touch with you by either going via the website, I
Absolutely.
Guess.
Obviously, you can check out the website.
Which is...
essexairambulance.uk.com.
Right.
Or you can go to, you know, obviously give us a ring.
Yes, which is on that number that you gave before, which is the 0845 241 7690.
Absolutely right.
Right.
And we're obviously on Facebook and Twitter, so if people want to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, that's great. Or you can just send something in by post. You know, good old post is still...
The old snail mail.
Send.
Where would that go?
That goes to the business centre, which is where our fundraising office is, at the Earlscombe Business Park, which is Earlscombe up near Colchester.
Earlscombe Business Park. Earlscombe. Do you have a postcode?
We do indeed. The postcode is C06...
C06.
2NS.
2NS.
Yeah, and just the website again is essexairambulance.uk.com.
Right, good stuff. Thank you very much. So it's Essex Air, not Essex and Hearts Air.
Well, basically, we have two websites. We have,
oh, right.
So we have an Essex Air Ambulance website and we have a Hearts Air Ambulance website. So,
good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.